Hello, this is Rocky Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for your life's new discovery and the excitement of the future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. The Dharmakara Bodhisattva's bow number, well, did I talk about 34? Well, anyway, number 34 is that when I reached the Buddhahood, all beings in the Buddha world of uncountable numbers of the Buddha world of the 10 direction, which means that whole universe, hear my name and if gain the enlightenment of Bodhisattva. This name of the enlightenment is non-birth Dharma enlightenment. Gain the hold all. I will not receive enlightenment. What this means? It's complicated, right? All the time, it's complicated expression. Anyway, his vow is that all beings in the world of the uncountable number of the Buddha world of the 10 direction, when listen to the name of Dharmakara, which means Amida, gain the enlightenment of the Bodhisattva of non-birth Dharma enlightenment. What is this non-birth Dharma enlightenment? Well, there's a word in the Buddhism or in the sutras. For example, let's say in Heart Sutra, it says that there will be no life and death. And infinity life and death will be produced. Yes, everything comes from the non-duality world. And non-duality world creates the infinitive duality world. This is just like two mirrors are facing each other, creating the infinitive world of reflecting the light, reflecting the scene each other. This is what the non-duality world creates. This is why the non-duality world creates the duality. Duality means that two opposite things as a mirror of each other. That's why there's not only light, the concept of the light exists from the concept of the left. Everything, all the concept or all the phenomenon of the world are created as the two opposite side, as a duality, the comparison world. Because the world is created as a mirror of each other, which means that the world that you are living in is a mirror of your subconscious. Also, we can say, everybody around you are the mirror of yourself. You don't recognize yourself if there's nobody exist. So this is what happens each other. Everybody only be able to recognize oneself because of others exist. And others can be recognized because of yourself. However, never be able to exist by one side. You cannot exist without others, and others cannot be existed without you, which means that others, recognition of others will not exist if you aren't exist. And recognition of yourself aren't exist if there's no others exist. No others recognition exist. The non-birth Dharma enlightenment is that you are connected oneness with the world of the non-duality, and you know how to produce the phenomenon by your subconsciousness. If you enter into the non-duality world, you'll gain the ability to be able to create a phenomenon, because all the phenomenon is reflection of your subconscious, and you will know how to create a phenomenon, the future, by your subconscious. And the purpose of the practice is how you be able to conscious your subconscious. This is a key of the practice. That's why there's a method of the chanting exists. How to visualize image, this and that. And by consciousing your subconscious, you start to be able to control your subconscious to make your future be created by your subconscious. This is the meaning of the non-birth Dharma enlightenment, that you will know how to produce the future from your subconscious, which is connected to the non-duality world. And this is also the meaning of what Meister Eckhart said. By the way, Meister Eckhart is a mystic teacher in Christianity in the Middle Age. He said that you be able to produce the Jesus from your heart, the moment to moment. May you be able to enter into the non-duality world and gain the ability to conscious your subconscious and to be able to create your bright future.